Well, we set the target of 4 points from the two games, so we've just fell short of that. But obviously, losing the first game, it was important that we bounced back, and I think we did that, obviously, during the week there.
It wasn't a pretty game, was it, the Aldershot game? An important win, but not great to watch.
No, it wasn't a great game, as you say. But at this time of the season, it's about results. It's about putting yourself in a strong position, and I think we've obviously got back into the top half after that result. And it gives us the opportunity to look above us now and try and catch the teams that are in and around the playoffs.
You got on the score sheet after the keeper failed to hold a Ryan Williams shot. What do you make of Ryan's impact since he's come into the team?
I think Ryan's done great, really good. He's come in, he's scored a couple of big goals for us as well. He's settled in well. He's a good lad as well. He's settled in no problem. So it's been a good addition.
There's been lots of talk about the state of the pitch. What do you make of it?
I think it's this time of year. A lot of the pitches aren't in great nick. There's not really a lot you can do about it. You just got to get on with it and try and adapt your style of play at times as well, because if the pitch isn't conducive to good football, you've got to try and play a different way. And, you know, as long as you get results, it doesn't really matter what the pitch is like, to be honest.
I mean, do you feel confident or a lack of confidence in the way the ball's going to come to you when it's a bit bobbly like it is?
I think it's just in certain areas of the pitch. I wouldn't say that, like, for example, our pitch is, you know, it's in decent nick most areas. I think it's just down the flanks on this side in particular has always been the kind of the bit that's not been the greatest. So you've got to watch where you're in those areas, but thankfully, playing in the middle of the park, you don't need to worry about it.
A big test on Saturday, Port Vale away.
Yeah, obviously, top of the league, away from home, it doesn't get any tougher on paper. So we'll go there, but we're full of confidence after the result, and we know we're more than capable of beating any team in this league on our day. And we had a great result there last year, down there. Played really, really well, got a few really good goals, and we'll look to go there and surprise a few people, because no one will expect us to get something, but within our camp, we're confident of beating anyone.
And getting 3 wins out of the last 4 games, it takes the pressure off as well, doesn't it? Because like you're 12th now. Had it not gone so well in those last few games, you could be much nearer the bottom, and this would be a really big pressure game.
Yeah, there's a big gap now between us and the teams in the bottom. I think it's 12 points. So, as I say, we're not looking backwards now. We're more looking forwards and trying to catch the teams above us.
A win on Saturday would send out a really positive message and also close that gap on the top.
Yeah, it does. I mean, in this league, any team can beat anyone on the day. And if you string a few results together, you'll climb the table.